Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
You know the word fan? F-A-N? You know what it means in Latin? Temple. We're the temple of the living God. Amen. You're a fan. When you're a fan and you go to football games, that's why football, all these things are so popular. People are having church out there. They think they are. Are you paying attention? They are fans. They'll get painted up. Shoot, I was at the football game Friday night. People walking around, I was freezing. And they're walking around no shirt on and painted orange and green, and they're fans. Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? That's what you are. You're a temple. But you see, that can be out of order. But you know, I'm not knocking it. I was there myself. Are you with me? I like to go to games. But it's not my life. You see that?
Yes.
It's not my life, and it's not all I talk about. But I have fun, right? Isn't that interesting? The word fan? You know, this is why these sports are such a big craze. Is because they are literally worshiping something that they're designed for that. But it's out of order. See, up in here, it's in order. Because this is what we're designed for. So you can come painted next week. No. Everybody come in here with orange hair. So no. All right. Let's go to our... Oh, I wanted to announce something. We're going to be having a worship service once a month. We're going to start out once a month. On Saturday night, here. And we got gifted people who praise and worship in this house. And we're going to just have a party worshiping on Saturday nights. Once a month first to start out with. Isn't that exciting? And you know, I was thinking about young people. I'm done thinking about you young people. No. This is for everybody. And we're going to worship. I'm going to tell you something. When you get to worshiping, God's presence, He'll show you the path of life. He will speak to your heart. He will help you in your time of trouble. Am I making sense?
Amen.
And this is what we're doing. And I am excited about it. We don't know the date yet. As soon as we get it, we'll let you know. And hope you come. And you can bring somebody. We'll pack this place out. Praising God. Are you with me? We might have to knock a few walls out if we have to. Johnny. We'll be out there on the streets praising God. We'll take the roof off, right? All right, I people are watching online. I got to keep going. So, let's go to our vision, and everybody stand up. We always stand to honor the vision. Okay. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, see what that says? To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom. Now you think about this. That's our vision here, to advance God's kingdom. Now think about this. It says in Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of God, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now pay attention. So if you're coming in here, you're going to have some opposition. But you're going to get the kingdom. Listen. The kingdom of God suffers violent. You know what that's saying? The world violently opposes what God is doing. You paying attention? That's why he says, don't love the world or the things in the world. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away. But he who does the will of God will abide forever and forever and forever. We're out to do the will of God. Listen, 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 listen. Here's what the violent take it by force. You know, that's us. You know how we violently take it by force? We love the people who are mistreating us. We show them kindness. We pray for our enemies. That's a violent opposition against negative. Are you listening to me? And in the process, we get the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy. And now you are walking in the peace of God. That's why it says his ways are higher than our ways, because they're coming from heaven. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven and waters the earth and makes it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, but it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. And then you will walk in peace and joy. Are you listening to me today? Are you listening to me today? Right in the middle of a cesspool around you, you can walk in peace and joy. And enjoy your life and be fulfilled in your life. You better get me out of here. You better not anymore. You need me up in here. Am I making sense? That's really how it is, folks. When you're a fan, you got something going on. You're the temple, right? All right. Let's, what do we got to look at, Noah? I see you back there, big boy. Oh, my gosh. Give me the 2 Corinthians 10. It's 1 Corinthians 12. Yeah, there it is. There it is. We're going to get to that other one, though, you had up there. These people are praying we don't, but we're going to get there. Because that's why we're laughing, because we got some good stuff today. You're going to be equipped for this kingdom, amen? Now, we all read this together. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. Hold still. Gentile is a non-believer and is a, they're a non-believer and a pagan is what they called them. And dumb idols, it says, carried away from God. See, that's what idols do. They carry you away from God. And that's what football and those things can do when you don't have it in its proper place. It becomes a dumb idol. The word dumb means not able to speak. So this idol you're worshiping can't give you any direction in your life that you need. For your marriage, for your family, for the people that matter the most to you in life. For you personally. This dumb idol can't do anything like that for you. But you get God in that place, now you got something. Are we making sense? All right. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. I just wrote an article in the paper a couple weeks ago about this very thing. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There is differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Same Spirit, same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God. Same Spirit, Lord, and God. The Trinity. Amen. See that? Right there it is. Who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Amen. Everybody has a gift. Everybody in here has a gift. Everybody in the world has a gift. They just don't know it. And if it's laying dormant, that's where misery comes from. Because when you tap into your gift, you are tapping into the wisdom of God. And now there's fulfillment of why you're created. How many people wonder, what am I doing here? What is going on? You know, I was at my aunt's funeral, and I left. I was rejoicing. I thank God for where I'm at in life. I thank God that He got a hold of me, and I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm happy, fulfilled. Are you with me? That doesn't mean that. Wait. Now you see, the other night, or the other day. Last Sunday, we were on our way home from Cincinnati. We watched the live stream. Harry, he did a good job. So we watched a lot, and then we're on our way home, and this preacher was on the radio. Donita likes to listen to this channel. Usually it's worship, but they had a preacher on there. And he was saying how he had developed a disease, and nobody knew it. He was telling them for the first time. It was cancer. And he says, but I'm rejoicing. And I'm still here preaching the gospel. Listen to me. You see, he had cancer taking it over his body. Listen, I had cancer, a cancer spot on my lip from the sun. I used to grease myself down with baby oil. I was a lifeguard and sit in the sun and bake. And I got a spot on my lip. They said it was from the sun from when I was in high school, and also the sun coming through the window. Here it is. You can't stop certain things because we live in an imperfect world. I went to get this removed, this little spot removed. They didn't just remove a little spot. They took off my whole bottom lip. My whole bottom lip. It looked like a nightcrawler on a plate. And Donita was sitting right there and looked at it. She's the one that told me that's what it looked like. Now there I am, my whole lip removed. And just hanging. And God's presence was right there with me. When I was listening to that guy, I said, you know what? There's a song that says, I will forever praise you. Your praise shall ever be on my lips. You know what I told the Lord? In that room. I said, now I can't sing it that way. I have to sing it. Your praise shall ever be on my lip. Every day I function, and I know my lip isn't there. And it looks like it because they pulled skin out from inside my mouth and made me one. But it's not the real deal. So I'm either drooling or something. I might spit on you if you're not what, but I can still preach. Listen to me. Here's what I'm trying to show you. That That was a trauma. You know what we were doing in the parking lot? Donita, tell me. What were we doing? We were giving God praise.
Hallelujah.
And rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
What I'm trying to show you is the goodness of God. We have to stay focused on the goodness of God. And no matter what we're going through, God is with you, and he will always be your helper, no matter what you go through in this life. Now listen to me. Listen to me. This is good. We're going to move on here. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. See, God was giving me wisdom right there when I needed it. He says, I'm with you. You see that? That's powerful. People fall apart. Are you paying attention? To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, Holy Spirit. We're going to stop there. We're talking about the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge today. Now, you may be seated. Paul prayed in Colossians. He said, in Colossians 1:9, he said, and this I pray. This was about the preeminence of Christ. He said, and this I pray, that you and I would be filled with the knowledge of his will. And we would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That each of us would have a walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And increasing in the knowledge of God. That we would be strengthened with all his might according to his glorious power, with patience, long-suffering, and joy. For he has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We have joy because we are qualified to partake of the saints in the light. In other words, when you are a child of God, you are going to be in the new heaven and the new earth. You are qualified to stay in the light. And that starts now. Walking in the light. Jesus said, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It starts now. We are qualified to walk in the light now. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen to me. That's worth rejoicing about. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? This is huge. So, when we understand that, what's going on? You catching this? Now look at this. To one, word of wisdom. To another, a word of knowledge. Those two are always working together. Now, he says that we're going to be, in that verse in Colossians, you're going to be have joy. That comes from heaven. That's the kingdom of God. You're going to advance God's kingdom when you understand God's wisdom and his knowledge. Are you paying attention? And you know what? You'll enjoy it and you'll be fulfilled. You'll be satisfied in this life. If you are always complaining and murmuring, it's because you're not satisfied. Your gift is laying dormant in your life. Everybody has a gift. Your misery and all that comes from not understanding what's going on with God. You see that? When you don't understand it, you'll distort it. Sex is a great thing in a marriage. Are you listening to me? In a marriage. It's for marriage. Outside of marriage, it'll destroy you.
Come on.
Did you hear that? Still love me? Now watch. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 18. So now, I'm talking about word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Now look at this. We need the Holy Spirit. Do I know how to run this church? I'm the pastor. I don't know how to run this church. Everybody, oh no, what am I here for? I need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. How to run your life. You see that? How to live your life. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't fulfill God's will. We need to depend day by day, moment by moment, on the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Now, let's read this. This is Simon here is a sorcerer. He's into witchcraft. The Bible teaches that we're not to participate in sorcery or witchcraft. You see that? That's one of those dumb idols. They can't speak health to you. They can't speak something that's going to add to your life and help you in eternity. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Come on now. Simon was a sorcerer. Now look. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Simon wanted to buy the Holy Spirit. I want to buy this Holy Spirit. See, that's what flesh wants to do. It just wants a quick fix. Right? Now watch. He offered them money. Give me the next one. Saying, give me this power also. Because he saw it had power. The Holy Spirit has power. And he does. Now look. Give me this power also that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. I had somebody in the church this morning. Met him for the first time. I had everybody else up here praying while we were taking communion. I felt the Holy Spirit say, go back and meet some people. Went back and was meeting people and greeting people. And this man came up. I shook his hand. I asked him his name. Told me his name. I said, you need to be saved. He goes, I know I do. How do I be saved? I said, come on with me. We came up here, showed him the scriptures. He got saved. That was a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge right on time. He started weeping. Are you listening to me? We got a gal here from Piqua. Got saved when she was 7 years old. She came up to me this morning. She says, I'm back. And she said she got saved right up here and prayed to receive Christ right up here. When she learns to drive, she said she's going to come and come to this church. Am I making sense, guys? Come on, am I? She didn't say that this morning. She said that the last time she was here. But folks, listen to me. This is huge. You can't buy the Holy Spirit, but you can help somebody receive it. You hear me? Through obedience to the Holy Spirit. Now, give me this power also that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Give me the next one. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you. Because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter. for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Peter was getting a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. Now look. Repent. Repent means to change your mind. The word repent is the Greek word metanoia. Meta means change. Noia means mind. When you change your mind, you repent. Repent always has to do with God. You don't see people asking people to repent at work. Well, you need to repent. You know, the boss said, you know, you come down, I've given you a slip. You need to repent. No, because repentance is towards God. You hearing me? Repent means change your mind towards God. That's why Jesus said this. So this kingdom, in Matthew chapter 4, he says, this kingdom, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here if you'll repent and get it in your heart. Now listen, change your mind. Think about this. Paranoia. That's what happens when you don't understand repentance. You have thoughts. You're pairing up with thoughts that aren't from God. Paranoia. That's why fear. Fear. Afraid. You're afraid of things. You're afraid to step out and in faith and do anything because you have paranoia because you haven't repented towards God. When you repent towards God, you have the fear of God. You have confidence and boldness. Listen. Does this make sense? I know it does. Now look, look. Look, look, look. Peter's telling him, repent, therefore. And in Acts chapter 3, he said, repent, therefore. For times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. When you truly repent with godly sorrow, the presence of God comes on you. And you know. But you see, some people repent, and it wasn't godly sorrow, it was worldly sorrow. They got caught. And when they get caught and they repent, they'll go right back and do the same thing over and over. And that's not what I'm talking about. When you repent towards God, you stay in it. And you don't keep repeating the matter. And God's presence will come and fill your life in the area that you repented. And you won't want to repent. You want you some more when He shows you some more. Because it brought so much joy into your life. And so much life, the Zoe life, like Ryan was talking about, the satisfied life. That's the life God created you for. Now watch, watch, watch. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. He didn't understand forgiveness. Peter was picking up on him not understanding forgiveness. And not having it. Now, are you listening to me? If you have unforgiveness in your heart, you don't have fellowship with God. If you had unforgiveness towards anybody, you cannot fellowship with God. Because that breaks the fellowship with God.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.